Okay. Lechoyev karugas aboisem, his cheeks are like a bed of spice. So Rashi says, Lechoyev dibreis har Sinai, sheheru lehem ponim masbiros sochagos. The experience at har Sinai was an experience of Hashem showing a friendly, a warm, a joyful, almost joking. I don't know, sochakos is something like joy experience. That's the way Kabbalah Satura was. It's very interesting because we want people to feel the Kabbalah Satura today. We say that the Mishnah says, Hashoyech dovrecho mi mishnosoi, mal olav hakosov gilu eschayi benafshoi, Mishnah Perkei Avos. If you forget one thing of your learning, the Torah considers it as if you forfeited your life. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Yishom alecho ushmor nafshecho, that means your life, pentishka chesad vorim shero veinecho. Penivuim bevov chukolim reichayech, yusum bevov chukolim reichayech, yoyim asher matof ne'ashem alkecho b'chayirit. So that pasuk refers to remembering Mamin Har Sinai, right? That's what it says. Yoyim Asher Amad. That's what you shouldn't forget. Don't forget Mamin Har Sinai. Okay? How did the Mishnah learn from that? If you forget Dover Echem Mishnosai, Mal Olav Kosov Gilu Eschay Ben Avshay. The Mishnah learns that that pasuk applies to forgetting Dover Echem Mishnosai. Right? That pasuk is clearly talking about forgetting Mamin Har Sinai. Don't forget that there was a Mamin Har Sinai, but. But if you forget one word of your learning, it's kilu that pasuk applies because it says yishom alecho ushmor nafshecho. That's only forgetting Mamre Nasin, not forgetting one word. Good kasha, no? Teretz is, you must say. What must you say? What?
That. Yeah. I mean, I've heard you say that.
I was like, the whole moment.
No. Yeah, but that's
through
just
every
saying words.
No, every learning is supposed to relive Mamre Nasinai.
That's right. When a person learns the Torah, he's mamish, he's dishokeidim, shikoyspiel. Rashi says the lotion there, mishtashim batoyro v'shom maskirim doidov miyayin. They remember, you hear, they remember Mamre Har Sinai. When a person learns, he's mishtashay batoyro, he remembers Mamre Har Sinai as if he's reliving Mamre Har Sinai. So if he forgets Dover Echo Mimishnosoi, it's kill, he forgot a piece of Har Sinai. Because this thing that I learned was a Sinai experience. When I learned it, I felt as if I'm mishtash about Torah, and I remembered Mamre Har Sinai. So by forgetting that which I learned, ke'ilu, a piece of Har Sinai, it's ke'ilu I forgot Mamre Har Sinai in a certain measure, Chazal Darshan, and Mamele is ke'ilu chayev mischayev ben avshan. But what does that mean? That means that a person, when he learns, he can really feel a little bit that sense of, you know, this is Torah Misinai. It seems if to feel Torah Misinai, to re-experience that, it has to be Ponim Masbirois or Vesoichakois. If it's not Ponim Masbirois or Vesoichakois, then it's not a chance of reliving Mamre Har Sinai. Because the Mamre Har Sinai was Ponim Masbirois or Vesoichakois. And I think that's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamah says, Im Ra'isa Talmid, such a psaloshan like that, I don't remember exactly, She'el Limudei Koshe Olof Kebarzel. You know what the Gemara says the Sibo is? His learning is kosher. Hot that eyes in a cup, they used to say. Has an iron mind. Minds are not supposed to be made of iron. You know? He's kosher all of kabarzel. His learning is like iron. It's so hard. Yeah? So, biyodua sherabu lo hizbe lo ponim. What does it say? It says, biponim. Rashi says, Herolahem ponim masbirois. Friendly, pleasant, smile. That's what. Here, if you see a Talmud, that means if the Rebbe is smiling, if the Rebbe is what? That's what it says. It's a Gemara in Yevamos. I could find it. I have a reference someplace. I don't remember. But and I think Rashi explains it. That's what it means. That if the, and it's pushing. Because the Torah to penetrate, Mamre Har Sinai penetrates. But to get to Torah, what it really is, to really feel the Mamre Har Sinai, it has to be Beponim Masbirois V'Soichakos. That's why you need a couple of jokes also in the middle. You know, gotta make the atmosphere. I think we overdo it. That's besides the point. Okay, let's go.
How does it go with Kafale Malki?
Oh, I forgot about that. See, some, you know, one of the techniques, you know, is when you don't know the answer, you just talk around it and around it. Yeah, okay. No apologies necessary. So there's many shittas in the Rishonim to explain that. Tosfos says that there's two major shittas. Tosfos says that Kofalim Hargigigis, so the Pshat is like this. They accepted Barotzah. They said Nasav and Ishma. Right? Everybody knows that. That's Posh. That's what it says in Posh. It says, what's the Kofalim Hargigigis? Tosfos says the Kasha. So he says the Kofalim Hargigigis is after they accepted it Barotzah. And then Porcho Nishmosom, the Neshomas left them, and they were Koilos who broke him. Vayaris HaKoilos Vesabrok. You know what it means to see Koilos? Did you ever see Koilos before? You did. If you ever read a fax machine, if you ever read a fax, fax takes koilos and turns it into visuals. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Or what? Or what?
I was thinking much more practical way to get there.
You guys have seen koilos. Look at that.
Much more than koilos.
Much more than koilos who broke him. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so lemaisa. So they were so scared. Taisa says that because of that, they were starting to have harota. So he held the mountain over their head just to reinforce the decision that they made. You made a decision to be makabel berotzei. Nasav and Ishma. But now you get scared, you get nervous, maybe you'll want to, you know, how do you call it?
Back out.
See, the mountain was there just as a reinforcement, as a reminder. After everything is said and done, you know, you're not going to back out. But it wasn't the thing that motivated them. That's it. Kiblu kvar. Kiblu berotzon. Amru nasav and Ishma. Nasav and Ishma. Achar kach, kofalim because acharei rash, mashe rou, pochadu, v'ze mi odeh mashe oleich liot. As maybe they would have charoto. So he says. Therefore, he had that. Ma? Oh, so I guess over there at Bepurim, it was even with a stronger rotzen that didn't even have the possibility of backing out. By Har Sinai, they needed the kofalim harkigigis, but by Purim, and why by Purim? What's that? The Chofetz Chaim says. As long as you mention it, the Chofetz Chaim says a beautiful thing. Well, yes. What about by Purim? You hear? What about by Purim? By Purim it says kiblu mashe kiblu kvar. They were makabel verotzoin what they accepted before. So the stam of the pshat over there is that the rotzen was such a level of rotzen that they didn't even need kofalim harkigigis. But it could be the Chofetz Chaim explains it could be that deals with this issue too. He says what was the difference by Purim? He says in the midbar. So there was one thing that they were makabel nasav and ishma. They saw Mitzrayim everything, but in the midbar we're living. We have mon. We have the Be'er, we have that Ani HaKovod. We got it made, you know, we got this wonderful situation. So Memela, it could be that they could be Makabal HaTorah. But there was a concern. The concern, he says, was, what if we're not going to be in the Midbar? You know, what if we're not going to have mud? What if we're going to have to go out and work for a living? What if we're going to have to this or that? We don't always have such ideal conditions. Then what? So for that they had this concern. By Purim they saw, here we are on the brink of annihilation. There was already a gzera to destroy La Hashmid Largo Abiris Kolay Udamin Narvat Zoking Taf Vinoshim Biyoim Echod. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim V'Niflois. Memela they were able not to worry even about the ability to survive and to keep the Torah even under the worst conditions. That's what the Chofetz Chaim explains. So that would answer your question too.
He says Kafalim Harkigigit because they were scared from the cult and brachim, right?
Yeah, because they could have been not they were, but they were scared and they could have been
but
afraid.
They
could
have from the Kafalim Harkigigit.
No,
scaring them because they're scared. Yeah,
that's a good question. Very good question. But I guess the idea is like this: the scary that they were, they could have said maybe we'll run away from it, like we'll run. But now you can't run, man. We can't run because if you start running, boom. So Memela, that's a good question. Okay, let's move on, please. We're not going any place today.
That would be the biggest tome.
Yeah.
What? The biggest?
Tome?
Tomb. Oh. Okay.
Sorry for my English.
What? Okay. Very good.
We're the one who are sorry.
Sifsoisim Shoshanim. Yeah, listen. Sifsoisim, his lips. Sha. His lips are like roses. What does that mean? Lips diburim shenid bar boel moed shem leritzu lechapor ulereach toiv. The diburim, I guess the tzivuyim, the diburim that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he in the oil moed, those things he continued teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah in the oil moed shem leritzui. They were to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Ule kaporo, ule reach toiv. That's now. What does that mean? The tzivuyim that he diburim that he spoke to him in the oil moed.
What tzivuim? We do
this. Shehem the ritzu ule kaporo ule reach toiv. Sweet. Oh. That's it. I guess because the oil moed. What happened with the oil moed? That was after the eagle. So they needed. Kapora, in other words, Hashem after the eagle was was angry at them. So when it came to the oil moed and Hashem was speaking, those were divrei ritzui or kapora. But why the words? Divrei shenid bar be oil moed. No, but why? Lama ma Hashem medaber zele ritzui ule kapora?
Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu natan lanu Torat Chatat veHashem shenuchal liot leritzui klapav. הדברים שהוא נתן שאנחנו בעצם עושים כדי
להתקרב אליו. He gave him more mitzvahs, he gave him more instructions, and those instructions served as a way שאנחנו נמצא בעיניו ריצוי וכפרה וגם ריח טוב. וגם ריח טוב. In other words, עכשיו הכלל ישראל במצב, they're in a situation where they can bring this ריח ניחוח להשם. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Next pasuk. We're almost finished. Teras, oh no, I'm sorry, it says more, the reactive. Teras chatos for Oshom, umincho, for oilo ushlomim. Because he taught them all these laws, so they were able to bring a chatos and an oshom, and shlomim is lereach toiv, oila and shlomim are just like positive things. So they had all of these opportunities, so the diburim and the oil moed were for that purpose, and that's called sifsois of shushanim. No, because acharei ha'egel she asu et ha'mishkon v'Hashem hofia lo Moshe Rabbeinu. Acharei she asu et ha'mishkon, Hashem hofia lo rak b'mishkon. Hofia lo b'mishkon, b'oel moed.
זה לא ניתן בהר סיני?
מה? לא הכל, לא. Moshe Rabbeinu? לא. היו הרבה ציוויים בתוך המדבר. חוץ מזה, he dictated the Torah to him. Katuv, like this, on Har Sinai, they heard Aseres HaDibros. And whether it was they heard the first two, or they heard all of them, or they heard the first two, and Moshe Rabbeinu heard all of them, either way. But Katuv b'Chazal, that in the Aseres HaDibros was merumas all of the Tariyak Mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu walked away with Ramozim, the major points of all the Tariq mitzvahs. But then throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, Hashem taught him all the details and he dictated to him verbatim, Mila b'mila, the Sefer Torah, which he wrote. Okay, so what is this? Let's just do one second. Sifsois of Shoshanim. Shoshanim is like roses. Roses are like representative of something very special. They smell beautiful, they look beautiful. So what? Who?
Also thorny stem.
You cut them off.
Some people only see the thorns, yeah.
No, because I'm saying, isn't that what he's talking about? Chet.
No, so but why should Shoshanim? He's talking about dvorim shenidaber shenidba boel moed shem leritzu lekapor lereach toiv teras chatos veoshem omin chloil ushlam.
So there's on the one hand we did a chet. The other hand, it's a beautiful flower that smells.
So in the same flower. So social shoshanim.
Here, from the thorns.
From the thorny bush comes this beautiful reyach.
Huh?
Very good.
After all, I wasn't saying something so negative.
Never.
We're still waiting.
Okay, very good. All right, we have to stop here. Very good. Shkoyach. Does he have a pen?